Charles Delta.
Please
switch out there, loud and clear. Roger, you're loud and clear. I'll be monitoring the frequency. Roger, you're still loud and clear.
Roger, sir, we'll be standing by.
Other cabinet ministers headed for Japan, turning around, returning to Honolulu, We'll arrive there approximately 2 hours, over.
This is Wayside. Understand those departing Honolulu are turning around and will be back there in about 2 hours. Is that correct? Over.
That is affirmative. We'll need all information to decide whether some of the parties should go directly to Dallas. Over.
This is Situation Room. Say again your last, please.
We'll need accept advice so we can determine whether some members of this party should go directly to Dallas. Over.
Roger, you wish information as to whether some members of that party should go to Dallas.
Affirmative.
Do you have anything else, Wayside?
No, any other information, get a hold of as rapidly as possible.
All right, the Associated Press is coming out now with a bulletin to the effect that they believe the president was hit in the head. That just came in. Over.
The president hit in the head. Over.
Roger, we will pass on any additional information we get from here to you.
Roger, we'll be standing by for your call.
All right, where are you, Wayside?
Wayside is off the line. This is radio operator, sir, and we are returning to Honolulu and should be back to Honolulu in about 2 hours. We will be in the air for about 2 hours into Honolulu, and you contact us on the ground there, operator.
I understand. This is... Hold on the line there, Wayside. We have some more information coming up. Wayside, this is Situation Room. I read from the AP bulletin, Kennedy apparently shot in head. He fell face down in back seat of his car. Blood was on his head. Mrs. Kennedy cried, oh no, and tried to hold up his head. Connolly remained half-seated, slumped to the left. There was blood on his face and forehead. The president and the governor were rushed to Parkland Hospital near the Dallas trademark, where Kennedy was to have made a speech. Over.
I read that. Over.
This is Situation Room. I have nothing further for you now. I will contact you if we get more.
Wayside, roger out.
Situation Room out.
That is fine, sir. Five and eight, line of sight. Take over this frequency immediately with presidential emergency traffic. We have information on Charlie 135 carrying the Assistant Secretary to State to Tokyo.
Roger, he is working, Hitcom on this frequency. Stand by one, I believe Hitcom is on this frequency. There's Hitcom, Hitcom, Andrew is on this 1-2.
Do you know his call time, Bill?
Fireman, Andrew.
Fine.
Right here, we have the aircraft already in our pass here, WTE, Dad. Roger,
what frequency and what is this call time, please?
Roger, 86972, I do not know the frequency, we're working at True Liberty.
Roger.
Roger,
265. So will you have WTE give me that call, please?
265, Andrew, roger, stand by one, sir.
Hello, Skycraft Communication Center, please. By any chance, can you get your secretary rough? Hold on, that please.
Peter Abbott.
Liberty, give me 972.
Stand by, we're running the State Department right now. I'll have John give you hold on line. I'll have John give you a call as soon as he's done.
Roger, WTE wants him.
Okay, hold on line.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Right, the aircraft is Mr. Rusty Hall is running attached to the State Department right now, sir.
You know if he's talking to Mr. Ball by any chance?
Stand by one. Hello, the State Department is talking to Mr. Johnson.
All right, well, look, when you get Liberty on there, the ball.
Okay. Okay, wait. Did you tell the communication center that number one is trying to get the 900 volt cut ahead?
I'll wait until it comes up for you, Father.
Thank you. Good and readable. I have a party on that would like to talk to you. Stand by one, sir.
Stand by.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Right, I have 972. What is your name again, sir?
Jackson.
Mr. Jackson?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one. 86972, 86972. Andrews, I have a Mr. Jackson. A Mr. Jackson on. Would you give him a call, sir?
I read very well, 7-2. I'd like to talk to Colonel Toomey or Colonel Ireland, please.
Over. Colonel Toomey is coming out right now. Stand by one, please.
Okay.
Roger, this is Colonel Toomey, go ahead.
Colonel Toomey, this is Murray Jackson. The President of the United States has been shot and seriously wounded in Dallas, Texas. The President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, has been shot and seriously wounded in Dallas, Texas. Governor Connally was also shot at the same time. Would you please get this message to Secretary of State Ruff, and I will stand by. Over.
Roger, Barney, we have already received that move. We have UPI on. We have turned around. We are returning to Hawaii. We are estimating Hawaii in 1 hour and 20 minutes. We'll be on the ground in Hawaii in 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Thank you very much, Colonel Toomey. I'll relay this to Mr. Ball right away. Over and out.
Okay, the Secretary has come to his office in Washington, I believe, and also P.S. Salinger has been in contact with the White House from the aircraft, don't
we? Okay, thank you very much. Over and out.
Like that. Go in there. 2-6,000, Anders. Go ahead, sir.
Loud and clear. Signal check, please.
2-6,000, Anders here. Loud and clear here also, sir. Standing by this frequency.
Roger. Thank you.
Anders, sideband here, McDonald.
Roger. Are you in contact with the party coming back from Tokyo? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We're going to Liberty Airways to that aircraft.
Roger, could you connect me with Wayside?
Stand by one, sir.
Over.
Roger, roger. Will they notify us time of arrival and location? Over.
That's correct. I have one question, Stranger. It's still seems that we're set for the
Over. Roger. We do not have any firm words down there as to the exact status, but I thought. Pardon me, Wayside, situation room has to have you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, Wayside, this is Stranger out. I'll get that information as we get to Hawaii, over. Wayside, stand by the situation room. Yeah. Go ahead, Wayside.
Wayside, this is Situation Room. I read the latest bulletin. President Kennedy has been given blood transfusions today at Parkland Hospital in an effort to save his life after he and Governor John Connally of Texas were shot in an assassination attempt. Over the TV, we have the information that the governor has been moved to the operating room. The president is still in the emergency room at Parkland Hospital. Do you read me so far? Over. Wayside, this is Situation Room. Are you getting the press coverage, or do you want us to continue to relay it to you? Over. This is Situation Room. Roger, new subject. We will have information for you on whether to proceed to Dallas by the time you land at Honolulu. Over.
Affirmative.
Also, Secretary of State should also go to Dallas. Over. This is Situation Room. Will do. Get determination whether Secretary of State should also go to Dallas.
Situation room is still on the line, standing by.
Side, this is Situation Room. We have conflicting reports now, so we're not getting no confirmation. We will call you again. I have relayed your intentions and present position to the front office. Your office has the word. We will call you again when we get confirmation. Over.
This is Murray Jackson at the State Department.
Yes, sir.
I talked to 7-2 a little while ago. Could you get me 7-2 on single sideband again?
Mr. Jackson, be advised that 7-2 is in a patch with the Situation Room at the present time, sir, if you wish to stand by.
Oh, that's all right. They're talking to them now.
Yes, sir, they're in a patch at the present time.
All right, very good. Can you listen in on this?
Not from this council, sir. No, sir.
I see. Well, what we want to tell the plane is that Undersecretary Ball requests that the secretary and all the passengers return directly to Washington instead of going to Dallas.
Yes, sir. I believe they received that message, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Right. Oh, hello.
Yes, sir.
One other thing. The secretary was supposed to call Mr. Ball when he gets on the ground in Honolulu.
Okay, sir. We'll relay that as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. By McGeorge Bundy, who has called and asked it, and also said that he thinks the plane and all its passengers should return immediately to Washington, rather than Dallas.
Stand by, one, sir.
Right.
I will give you to a patch for the aircraft at this time, sir. Stand by.
All right.
McGeorge Bundy at the White House. They request that the Secretary of State and all passengers aboard the aircraft return to Washington immediately. Over.
Roger, the message is from Undersecretary Ball and Mr. Bundy. Advised that the Secretary of State and all passengers return to Washington immediately. Over.
That is correct. Over and out.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Sir, be advised, we have another patch to the wayside. Do you wish to break into some SAM command post?
Yeah, break it.
Yes, sir.
86972,
86972. Roger, sir, I have Crown on. Would you give him a call, sir?
Crown 972, Grant. This is Situation Room, relay following to Wayside. We have report quoting Mr. Kilduff in Dallas that the president is dead, that he died about 35 minutes ago. Do you have that? Over.
The president is dead, is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. New subject. Front office desires plane return Washington with no stop Dallas. Over.
Situation room,
thank you.
Is this the Situation Room?
Yes.
This is Airman Human Sidebin. I have 972 for another pad, sir.
972 again.
This is Situation Room.
Stand by, sir.
This is Situation Room, over.
You have to drop out on here, you'll know what frequencies we're listening on.
I'll be on 18, 15, 13, and we can hold him on 18 for a while because we got Newport Gary up there.
Right, you got another one, a little bit lower one maybe?
Well, we'll drop down from 18. 18 to 15 to 13.
How about 111?
We can go there also.
111 lower?
Upper side then.
Upper, okay. I'll tell them we'll be on 18, 13, 15, and 111 all uppers, right?
Right.
Except this one, we're on lower.
Right.
Okay. 86972 Andrews. Roger, Andrews is going to be standing by and Liberty on 111 upper, 11176 upper, 15011 upper, 15011 upper, 13247 upper, and this frequency 18027 lower, sir.
Okay, we'll keep it hard.
Roger. 972, Andy, go ahead, sir.
Okay, for Alpha Juliet 3 and the Air Force Command Post, Victor Charlie 137, submission number 13999, arriving Honolulu 22 diagonal, 2026 Zulu, ETD 2115 Zulu for Andrews.
86972, Andy, roger, copy it all, and standing by, sir.
Okay, and I'm on the frequency, I'll advise you when I leave it.
Roger, sir.
26,000.
Roger, give me a crown, please.
Roger,
7.
Crown? Right, 26,000 full patch.
Roger.
26, Ralph Andrews, crown on, go ahead.
Roger, crown 26,000, will you get a patch with Jerry Bain, please?
Roger, stand by. Duplex is on, go ahead.
Say it, stand by one.
Roger, stand by.
Air Force Command Post, Sergeant Phillips, sir.
I have Air Force One, stand by one, please.
Roger.
Air Force One, Andrews, give him a call, please.
Command Post, Air Force One, how do you read?
Roger, go ahead.
Dallas at 2047 Zulu, and we'll call a couple of minutes with the block time for Andrews.
You have your approximate block time, sir.
This space out route will be 2+1-0, go ahead.
2+1-0, and do you have any patches on board?
Roger, full load, 40+.
And is Mrs. Kennedy on board?
Affirmative.
Pardon?
I'll call you back, Command Post.
All right, sir.
Force 1 enters. I have Santa Command Post standing by, sir.
Command Post, Air Force 1, go ahead.
You stand by one, sir.
Okay, give Air Force 1 a call, please.
Air Force 1, Santa Command Post. Go ahead.
Roger, you call me. Go ahead, please.
Roger, this is Colonel Hornbuckle in operations. We have a request from the Chief Staff's office to know if you have Mr. Johnson and Mr. Kennedy's body aboard.
Stand by one. Okay, Air Force 1, affirmative on all those questions, right?
Roger, thank you very much,
Al.
Force 1, signal check.
Air Force 1, and this
loud
clear, sir.
Yep. Loud clear, Liberty. Roger. Scott, loud and clear.
Air Force 1, and this I have SAM command standing by, sir.
Go ahead.
2-6000, Sam Command Post.
Sam Command, Air Force 1, go ahead, please.
Roger, Air Force 1, are you airborne at present? Are you airborne at present?
Affirmative, airborne at 2047, 2047. Estimated time on the mark, Andrews, 2305, go ahead.
Roger, understand, departed at 2047, estimated time of arrival, Andrews, 2305, is that Charlie?
That's Charlie.
Roger, Air Force 1, Sam Command Post clear.
Air Force Command Post, go ahead. I have Air Force 1 standing by, stand by please. Air Force 1, Andrews, give Command Post a call, sir.
Command Post, Air Force 1.
Go ahead, Air Force 1, this is Command Post.
Okay, departure was 2047, and estimated clock for Andrews, 2305. Flight level 290, go ahead.
Roger, understand. You stand by one, please.
One, go ahead.
Air Force One, this is the Air Force Command Post. If possible, request the names of the passengers on board, please.
We have 40 plus, go ahead.
40 people, is that affirmative?
It's affirmative.
Can you tell me in regard to, 1 and 2, or the top people?
Roger, the president is on board, the body is on board, and Mrs. Kennedy is on board.
All right, can you affirm once again your takeoff time and your estimated time of arrival, Andrews?
2047, takeoff time, Andrews, 2305.
Roger, thank you. This is the Air Force Command Post, out.
On a call, please.
Air Force 1, Air Force Command Post, over.
Roger, we'll be estimating Texarkana at 2110, we'll call us that time.
Roger, 2-6000, Command Post, copy.
Zero forecast you have.
Air Force 1970. John Day, need to know here on the ground if you have Congressman Thomas Thornberry and Brooks aboard. Could you check this out for us, please?
Say again, Robbie, say again.
Roger, the delegation here needs to know if you have Congressman Thomas, Congressman Thornberry, and Congressman Brooks aboard. Could you check for me, please?
Roger, stand by.
Air Force 1, give me a crown, please. Air Force 1 enters Roger, stand by, sir.
Crown.
This is Titan. I have Air Force 1 on standby, please.
Roger.
Air Force 1, Andrews, give him a call. Flores 4-9, just give him a call, please. Air Force 1, Andrews, give Connor a call, please.
Crown Air Force 1.
This is Crown, go ahead.
Okay, we need a patch with Surgeon General of the Army, Heaton, go ahead.
Please repeat the message, over.
Roger, we want a patch with General Heaton. H-E-A-T-O-N, the Surgeon General, go ahead.
Roger, Roger, it's General Heaton, the Surgeon General of the Army, over.
That is correct.
Roger, Roger, stand by. Air Force One, Crown, stand by, please. We're reaching the General now, over.
Standing by.
Command Post 11-26,000, please.
Okay, it's Air Force One, stand by.
Roger.
In Apache right now. Force One, Air Force One, Andrews on 1-5, I'll copy, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right, you have to hold on there in a long patch with the White House right now.
Roger, I'll hold.
Okay, sir.
Smokey 167.
P1, Andrews.
Roger, sir, would you ask Peterson to give us a call, 18, sir, over?
Roger, we're on 1-8, sir. Does Peter up on 14 meg?
We can try him. What frequencies do you have blocked out now, sir? 13 and 18 also?
Roger, and 15011.
Roger, these are all priority traffic now, sir, is that correct?
Roger, one of them is, the other one's a backup, and the other one's going to be busy in a couple of minutes.
Roger, would you ask Pete to try us on 14, sir?
Roger, will do.
Can you hear me, sir?
Roger, can you pass through with Air Force One, please?
Who is this, please?
Sergeant Evan, Sam.
Stand by, you'll be number three.
Okay, right.
Hey,
go ahead.
Right, sir, we'll call you back through command post.
All right.
Because this is taking quite a while, and no sense you're holding on the line here.
Okay,
sir, we'll be right back with you as soon as they get off.
All right.
Right, sir.
Forecast, you want to get.
Right, say again?
The landing forecast, I want to get.
Okay, sir.
All right.
Right.
Crown Air Force One, still standing by.
Force One, Crown. Hello?
Air Force One, Andrews, give Crown a call, please.
Air Force One, this is Crown, do you read, over?
Roger, Roger, Crown. Air Force One.
Hello?
Please, please.
Air Force One, this is Crown. You were cut out. General Heaton is at Walter Reed Hospital. You'll have to stand by just a moment or else let me call you back when I get him on the line. It'll take about a minute to reach him. Air Force One, Crown, do you roger, over?
Crown, roger. Try to get General Heaton, and in the meantime, try to get the Deputy Surgeon General. We will talk to either one. Go ahead.
This is Crown, Roger. Will you stand by or have me call you back, over?
Roger, that's very important.
Roger, I'll put an emergency on it. We'll get him as soon as possible.
Standing by.
Roger, roger.
Air Force One, Andrews, Roger, still standing by.
Roger. Andrews, I'll give you a call on 15. I have another patch.
Air Force One, Andrews, Roger.
Air Force One, go ahead.
Air Force One, Crown.
Roger, stand by for a message.
This is Dr. Berkeley.
Roger. Dr. Berkeley.
Did you hear?
Dr. Berkeley, this is Crown. You're cutting out, you're cutting out. You'll have to repeat, over.
This is Dr. Berkeley. I want to get in touch with General Heaton or General Heaton's deputy.
Dr. Berkeley, this is Crown. We're working as fast as possible trying to get the call through for you. He is at Walter Reed. We're unable to locate. We're still searching. Over.
The deputy must be at the general's office over in the main Navy building.
Roger, roger. If you'll stand by, we'll try and reach him. Market, this is Crown. You roger. We'll try to reach each one of them if you'll stand by, please.
Roger.
Air Force 1 on 15. Air Force 1, Andrews, loud and clear, sir.
Okay, do you have another line in, New Crown?
This is Andrews, roger.
Okay, go ahead.
Roger, stand by one.
For
right, can you get me out of the White House switchboard, please?
Thank you.
Forward, are you still on? Ground, I have Air Force 1 for a patch.
Roger, roger.
Air Force 1, Andrews, ground is on. Go ahead, sir.
Air Force 1, Andrews, ground is on. Go ahead, sir.
Call him to Newport, please.
Roger, roger. Locate him.
The guy's just calling.
Air Force 1, Andrews, now copy, Andrews, sir. Air Force 1, Andrews, 1-5, I'll copy, Andrews. Air Force 1, Andrews, you're transmitting 1-3, sir.
Roger, roger. How about the patch into ground, please?
Roger, ground is on. Would you give him a call, sir?
Break ground, Air Force 1. Would you get hold of duplex for us, please?
Roger, duplex is on the line. Go ahead.
That's just the duplex, Jerry.
Go ahead.
Jerry, arriving Andrew, 1805. 605, rather.
On your patch line, sir, it's not as good as your other line. Could you check me lower sideband 1-5, lower sideband 1-5? 1, Andrews, you're very weak, 1-5, God interferes. Can you check me lower sideband 1-5, 1-5 lower?
1-5, 1-5 lower.
Roger, this frequency lower sideband, this frequency lower sideband.
Go down, we'll have to go down to 90.
Okay, stand by one. I'll try to get him back on 1-5.
Go ahead.
one, Andrews. I have your party on. We're having trouble reading you this frequency. Do you read me, sir?
Air Force One on 15.
Air Force One, Andrews, reading you good and readable. Your party on patch is dropping way down. How do you read me, sir?
You're loud and clear now. We want the Bain again.
This is Andrews. I have your party on at Crown. Do you still want to talk to him, sir?
Roger. We want Mr. Bain on again.
Go ahead, Air Force One. This is Duplex. Air Force One, this is Duplex. Go ahead.
Air Force One, Andrews. Duplex is on. Duplex is on, sir.
Duplex is on. This is Dr. Berkeley. What arrangements have been made regarding the reception of the President?
Everybody aboard Air Force One, everyone aboard Air Force One, with the exception of the body, will be choppered into the south grounds. The body will be choppered to the Naval Medical Center at Bethesda. Over.
Everybody will be choppered or will go by ambulance to the Naval Medical Center?
Will be choppered. Will be choppered.
I have called General Heaton and asked him to call the Military District of Washington in regards to this. Would you call him and cancel the arrangements to have it go to Walter Reed as we had spoken to him? I didn't know these arrangements were already made.
Say again, Doctor.
Body is in a casket, you know, and it will have to be taken by ambulance and not by.
All right, I'll tell Captain Shepard that. Did you say?
Jerry, would you be sure and get a contact with Heaton?
Say again, Doctor, say again.
Hello?
Hello, say again, please.
Terry type ambulance.
Say again, Doctor.
Hello, sir.
Andrews, Air Force One, put Mr. Bain on again, please.
All right, Roger, sir. He is standing by. He is standing by. They're having trouble reading you. This freak, can you check me through Liberty on 90? Can you check me through Liberty on 90?
Roger, going 90.
All right, Roger, and stand by for a call from Andrews. Stand by for a call from Andrews, 90.
Air Force One, this is Crown. Come in. Roger, we're on Air Force One.
Roger, I have General Heaton standing by. I'll put him on the line. Over.
Hello?
Air Force One, Crown, I'm putting General Heaton on the line. Over.
General Heaton?
Air Force One, Crown, go ahead. General Heaton on the line. Hello?
Clarify that later.
Oh, all right.
is Operator Andrews. Sir, you're on a radio callback talking to the aircraft, and only one party can speak at a time. While Admiral Burke is talking, sir, you cannot.
Oh, very well.
And when he's finished speaking, you in turn can reply.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Just stand by. I'll go back on the back.
Hello?
Air Force 1, Andrews, you're down with Heat call this time. Go ahead, sir.
General Heaton.
I read you, Admiral Berkeley.
Hold for a minute, please. General Clifton here.
Transmission.
We have Captain Shepard here, who is also, evidently, who has made some arrangements on the funeral and so forth here in Washington, and the bringing this body back and so forth. He would like to get on and talk to Air Force One when General Heaton is finished. It might be possible for us to put him up on a conference so that they could all make the arrangements together. I understand that Captain Shepard, the naval aide, has made some arrangements also.
Yeah, I
see. So you might explain this to Air Force One and tell them that we'll try and put them on a conference if they'd like.
Oh, well.
Hello.
Okay, stand by. We'll advise Admiral Berkeley. Air Force One, Anders. Air Force One, Anders. Air Force One, Anders.
Over. Watchman, it has been arranged helicopter, helicopter the body to Bethesda. Over.
This is Watchman. That's okay if it isn't after dark. What about the First Lady? Over.
Everybody else aboard. Everybody else aboard. Arrangements have been made to helicopter into the south ground.
Helicopter operation will work is when we have a very heavy casket. Over.
According to witness, yes.
This is Watchman. Don't take a chance on that. Also have a mortuary type ambulance stand by in case the helicopter doesn't work.
That's affirmative.
Instructions for you. Over.
That's affirmative. I received.
Now, some other instructions. Carefully. We need a ramp. A normal ramp was up at the front of the aircraft on the right-hand side, just behind the pilot's cabin in the galley. We are going to take the First Lady off by that route. Over. Do you understand?
I receive affirmative.
All right. Also, on the right here. No, no, the left. Left rear of the aircraft where we usually dismount, debark. We may need a forklift rather than a ramp. There's such a thing that it's too awkward. We may need a platform to walk out on and a forklift to put it on. Is that possible? Over.
Say again, Watchman.
I say again. Casket is in the rear compartment. And we suggest, because it is so heavy, that we have a forklift back there to remove the casket. But if this is too awkward, we can go along with a normal ramp. Several men, over.
Affirmative, we will try for the forklift.
All right. Fixed item. Duplex, fixed item. The press, according to Mrs. Johnson, is to have its normal little fence at Andrews Field, and he is going there by helicopter to the White House. Over.
Say again, Watchman. Say again, please. Watchman, this is Duplex. Say again.
Little fence for the press. The normal little
corral.
And it'll have to be in front of the aircraft. That's where the President Johnson will come off,
okay? Watchman, this is Duplex. Will you say that all over again, please? You were breaking.
Duplex, this is Watchman.
I say again.
On the right front, ramp for Mrs. On the left rear, if possible, a forklift for the captain. And on the left front, here's the pilot. Normal ramp, normal press arrangement. Over.
Say again, Watchman, you're breaking.
I got that on the left front.
Yeah, I got that.
Normal press ring ramp for President Johnson.
It's on the left front.
The left front here, the right behind the pilot.
All right.
Did everybody get that clear? Over.
That is affirmative.
Okay. Roy Kellerman would like to talk to you. Over.
Watchman, Watchman, this is Duplex. Stand by one. Are you there? Watchman, Watchman, this is Duplex.
Duplex, this is Watchman. Over, go ahead.
Watchman, should the Secretary of Defense and others be at Andrews on your arrival?
No, I am about to... Oh, negative. I have come to call the White House. President Johnson wants to meet White House staff, leadership of Congress, and as many of the cabinet members as possible at the White House as soon as we get there. Approximately 18:30. 18:30, over.
Will you say that again, please? I got the... You got it?
Right.
Okay, I'll get it.
President Johnson is supposed to meet as many of the cabinet members staff at the White House at 18:30.
Okay.
This is Watchman. You didn't get it all.
White House staff, the members of the White House staff, also the leadership of Congress, also all the cabinet members available at the White House from 8:30.
That is affirmative, Watchman. That is affirmative.
Repeat that to me.
All the leaders of Congress, as many cabinet members as possible at the White House at 18:30.
The key members of the White House staff, that is Sorensen, Lindy, etc.
That is correct.
Okay. Just hold one for Kellerman, over.
Roger.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Roy, this is Duplex.
Hey, I'm glad we
Negative. No, let's try them again.